Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 692.
Today we hear from Roland, who asks,
I'm not a very fast typist, but typing my words is the least of my problems. It's the slow storytelling that's slowing me down. What's your advice on that?
Think faster. Now, it's true of all of us. I don't know anyone who can tell stories as fast as they can physically type. Because, oh boy, if we could, the amount of fiction we could bury the world in.
That's those people who are fast typists, not those people who are pecking one word at a time. Some of those people can think faster than they can type.
Granted, politicians already are burying the world in fiction, so that particular job might not be necessary anymore. But, all other things being equal, how to write faster? Well, a few things will help. One of them is you can develop... I wish I had a how to do this. I just know that I have done it and that other people have done it. I don't know quite how to tell you how, so I'll tell you what instead. Develop the habit of letting your stories work in the background so that when you're doing other things, you're always cooking the story on the back burner, so to speak. Disengaging your mind from consciously writing, but allowing the ideas to set, allows you to basically, in fact, sometimes literally, write in your sleep. You just have to write it down when you wake up before it goes away. One of the things I love about doing physical labor, as long as it's not so much that I can't type, which it has been the last couple of weeks because I'm in crunch time on a big welding project that's going to enable our move, is that it allows you to relax and enter a zone without any pressure, and that allows your creative mind to kind of run around and play. If before you enter that zone, you're deliberately concentrating on plot problems you want to solve or story threads you want to work out, your subconscious will then do the work for you while you're busy doing other things. You develop that habit as a normal way of doing things, you will find your creativity gets much more fecund, and after that, the issue is just the words. And that comes through practice. Just like talking extemporaneously like we're doing now comes through practice. I did not pre-read your question before we recorded this except a few weeks ago when it came into the inbox. Since then, it's been on my back burner, but I haven't had a single conscious thought about it. But now that we're talking, it of course is all coming to me, and every word I'm saying, I'm making up as I go. Now, this comes through having things going on the back burner, but it also comes through practice talking extemporaneously out loud. All of us do it to some extent, but the higher your social anxiety is, the less practice you get at it, so the worse at it you are, and there becomes sort of a self-feeding downward spiral. But the more you practice talking, the more easily the words come to you, and you don't have to think about word selection. All you have to do is practice using words properly, and then they are at your fingertips when you need them. Same is true of writing. You practice the mechanics of writing. This is why writing every day is super valuable. You practice the mechanics of writing, and you don't have to sit and think about how to phrase things. You don't have to sit and think about, would the character talk this way? You can just let it flow because it's become a routinized habit. Your subconscious understands how to navigate these things just as surely as it knows how to walk from your bed to the bathroom in the middle of the night with no lights on, because it's got a map. So what you want to do is you want to practice the act of extemporaneous writing and speaking, frankly, because that'll help. And you want to practice as much as you can back burnering everything. Because you get that back burner cooking, it will keep you supplied as fast as your fingers can fly, or, you know, close to it. You'll still need to pause, take a breath, enter your zone, figure out what's coming next, or particularly look at the hopper that your subconscious has lined up. and then take the next load out of the hopper and then transcribe it. And it's not as fast as typing, but it can get close. When you're talking doing, say, 3,000-4,000 words a day in a 2-hour or 3-hour shift, you're talking 1,000 to 2,000 words an hour, which is a normal, respectable writing pace. Well, if you break that down, it's not quite 100 words a minute, but it's about half 100 words a minute. 100 words a minute is a really healthy typing speed. So if you're averaging writing 50 words a minute, even though it'll be burst, pause, burst, pause, burst, pause, then you are actually writing faster than most people can type. And maybe not as fast as you can type, but still pretty damn fast. So those are the three supporting skills other than typing that I would advise practicing to up your overall writing speed. Backburner creativity, extemporaneous speaking, and extemporaneous writing that is not tied to your fiction. Just argument, essays, articles, even chat, if you're doing it on the same keyboard that you write on instead of doing it on a phone keyboard. Even internet chat can do this because it connects your brain to your fingers and it gets those pathways well wired so things appear at your fingers the moment you think of them. All of these things are reducing friction at every step of this multifactorial process that goes into good, fast writing. So those are the things I'd recommend. Thank you very much for writing in, and it's so good to be back. I'll see you for real tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.